Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU's John Pembroke talking about the 2015 Golden Mirror Award winners, so check it out. Great batch again this year. Tell me about this year's crop of winners. What stood out in your mind?
So this was our 41st year, so it's a tradition. The participation was great. We received hundreds of applications from variety of credit unions across North America, I should say across the world,
yeah.
A variety of different sizes. As far as trends, or if I were to communicate or highlight some key trends, really found the use of humor very prevalent in a lot of the marketing efforts, as well as very easy to understand ways to communicate competitive advantages and benefits of joining a credit union. Being part of a member-owned cooperative that reflects your community.
Mm-hmm.
Credit union being focused on its members as well as, I should say members instead of stockholders or stakeholders.
Oh, yeah.
So really found several great examples of marketing efforts that truly leveraged humor and communicated in a very easy and provocative way the benefits of being a member of a credit union.
Yeah, I've heard, I mean, I've been in some like advertising classes and stuff way back in the day, and everyone always said humor is the great connector. If you can make them laugh, you can, I don't want to say you can make them do anything, but if you can make them laugh, that can connect, and then that somehow builds the trust. So happy to hear they're using humor to their advantage. And so that's fantastic and just great for the industry, I think.
Right. And you know, from a marketing standpoint, you always want to make sure what you deliver is unique and ownable.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of clutter out there, right? Members they are exposed to hundreds, not thousands, of marketing messages a day. So you have to make sure that your message and what you do is unique and ownable to break through that clutter.
No doubt. And the only knock that I have on credit unions, it's really hard. If you're walking up to somebody on the street and they don't know what a credit union is, explaining what a credit union to them is a challenge sometimes. And so in order to convey this message in an advertisement that goes out to a consumer or, you know, a prospective member, I mean, that must be quite a challenge or an endeavor as well. But it sounds like these winners did excellent in getting that message across, because it can be hard sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, I will cite an example, credit union that won the integrated campaign category was Diamond Credit Union out of Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
They created a campaign called That's Unity. Unity, YOUNITY.
Okay.
And really, they used real members in their campaign. In their billboard ads, in their print ads, in their direct mail to reflect the membership and talk about the benefits of joining those individuals who were profiled and were using the campaign in a financial cooperative, right? That's a key competitive advantage and benefit.
Indeed.
Of joining a credit union, right? And that it's about supporting your community. It's not focused on stockholder driving stockholder value.
Yeah, you're not making them happy. You're making your members happy. That's
exactly.
Pretty much it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool. I mean, how have you seen, I mean, you've been watching this for the past few years. I mean, how have you seen these submissions or the entries progress? Because from my perspective, I've been in the industry since, like the mid-90s. And I have to say some of the advertising, some of the marketing was below par. It was like really, like in the last 5 years, it's really blossomed. I mean, it's really gotten really, really good. I mean, have you seen the same thing? Some of the campaigns are pretty darn complex and intricate, but man, they're really good.
Absolutely.
The quality is just through the roof.
Much integrated campaigns and integrated efforts that leverage multiple channels, mm-hmm. right? So not just the traditional radio, yep. direct mail, television, outdoor, but non-traditional means, bus wraps, even coffee cup sleeves, right?
Yeah.
A lot of digital marketing through social media, various blogs, email, et cetera. So mm-hmm. really robust, comprehensive, and well-integrated campaigns that leverage the various channels for what they deliver, and also make sure that the brand and the marketing messages were consistent across the different channels.
Yeah, that's a big, big deal right there. How do you see the GMAs, how do you see the Gold Mirror Awards kind of driving this quality? Because I mean, if I'm a marketer and I'm creating some brochures and some ads and doing the integrated marketing campaigns and stuff, you know, there's a little person in the back of my head going, you know, this could be an award-winning type thing. So I would think that would be kind of a driving part of it as well. I mean, obviously the major part is to get your credit union the enhanced exposure that it deserves. But you know what? There's a little awards thing going on in the back of your brain too.
Absolutely. It's a prestigious award. It's been around for over 40 years.
That's a long time.
And we do a good job of promoting it as well as the recipients of the award. So, you know, there's coverage on our website. We profile the winners in our magazine, their emails, et cetera. So we help the industry understand and drive awareness mm-hmm. of very strong, creative, and business building marketing efforts mm-hmm. in our industry.
Yep. And I think these would be infectious as well, because, you know, other credit unions out there who are looking for new ideas, some fresh ideas, their marketing departments, you know, they can go on the website and go check out the winners, go, gosh, we can do something like that. What a great idea. And then they kind of adopt it to their messaging and stuff. So I would think that would be extremely influential to other marketers.
Absolutely. And another key trend that I've noticed, you know, when I was in marketing and when I led marketing organizations, there's a common theme every year. You got to do more with less.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You have to drive a bigger impact, typically with less money. It may be less people, whatever it may be. That is a consistent theme. And I have to applaud a lot of the, definitely the recipients of the awards, mm-hmm. but a lot of the entries, and that you can see that they are getting more bang for their buck.
Yeah.
And truly leveraging cost-effective mediums to drive awareness and adoption of their services.
Yeah, that's right. And you talked about talent earlier, about talent in the industry and stuff. I mean, the credit union industry is really bringing in some quality marketing talent now. I mean, obviously you see it in it shows in the winners. So it's that's another bonus for the industry, I would think.
Absolutely, absolutely. The bar keeps getting raised. Yeah. That's a great thing.
Yeah, indeed. So where do we go from here with these marketing, I mean, gosh, it just seems like they get better and better each year. And it seems like marketing is getting more and more fun and more complex each year with all the different channels we got to be in. Where do you see it going now?
I see it continuing to evolve, and I can see it, the bar continuing to get raised. The competition in financial services is fierce.
Oh, I bet.
And that's not going to change.
Yeah.
It's just going to continue. And there are going to be more players offering financial services and products to credit union members.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of marketing and the ability to differentiate your credit union as well as deliver effective marketing messages is just going to have to improve. It's going to be table stakes.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just going to have to continue to improve and evolve. And that's where I see it headed. This was my third year being involved with the GMAs. Mm-hmm. And put it this way, it's a great trend as far as the efforts that I'm seeing. And as I said before, our credit unions and our members doing more with less.
Indeed. What do you guys look for in the awards when you have all these entries coming in? I mean, gosh, you're probably up to your earlobes in entries each year. What do you guys look for a winning entry?
Sure. So we look for several things. First, we look for the strategy behind the effort, as well as the results, to understand the thinking and the driving forces and to create the campaign or the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We look at creativity in the campaign. We also look at the production quality of the campaign and the results. So,
oh yeah, results are huge.
What did this campaign deliver? Because at the end of the day, successful campaigns and for marketing to be an investment, it has to return something.
Indeed.
So the efforts need to be business building or loyalty focused efforts.
Indeed. All right. All right. To wrap up, John, any advice for 2016 entrants? I mean, they're probably creating campaigns as we speak now. I mean, any advice for folks out there who are in the midst of going through the brainstorming sessions for 2016 campaigns?
Being a former Procter & Gamble guy, what I would say is marketing and business at its core is the core of it is understanding your member and your market's needs. So keeping your finger on the pulse of the pain points and the opportunities that exist with your members, as well as keeping your finger on the pulse of your market and what's going on there, and delivering the products and services and the marketing campaigns to support the adoption of the products and services specific to your set and your market, et cetera, and your members. Also, take a look at the award winners from our contest. You can check out the different top honors awards on our website. So Qs.org/GMA, Qs.org/GMA. We will also profile the top honors awards in different issues of our magazine.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And great examples to review, to understand, because there may be something there that you can leverage in a future campaign.
Yeah, kind of like the story behind the story, so to speak. How did you come up with this idea and where did it go from there? Yeah. I like that. It's great advice for out there. So, gosh, anything else to wrap up, John? Just another great crop of winners again this year. And again, I think it's going to keep getting better and better next year and the years following. Just it seems like it's fun to be a marketer these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm kind of biased, too.
So.
It is definitely fun. And just like I said before, just want to applaud all the entrants, the quality was great, and definitely want to applaud our top honors winners for a job well done.
Excellent. Great message to end on. John, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us about the 2015 GMA winners, and we look forward to seeing the 2016 winners as well, see just how much we keep progressing each year. So well done, sir, and look forward to next year as well.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right.